During your years as superintendent, you saw an increase of violence in schools. What were the factors, you think, that were behind some of this change? Maybe guns were introduced. What practices did you develop to deal with some of this violence?
It was almost, quite frankly, at least the first time around before my time. The guns were not an issue at that point in time. The major issues, I think, were the attitudes of kids that had to be bussed out of their neighborhoods. I have always argued that the politicians, the federal government, made a major mistake in putting desegregation on the backs of kids. Instead, that land development and housing development should have been the focus, that a fraction of every square mile should have been for integration purposes. The idea of sending a youngster 5-6 years old to another school far away, thereby not enabling them to leave school and go to Cub Scouts or Little League Baseball in a timely fashion, has always bothered me, and I think the government opted out of the issue because they didn't want to face adults. It was easier to move kids.
But that, you must admit, would probably be a tough sell to have forced neighborhood integration.
Well, it was a tough sell to desegregate the schools, too. In the final analysis, nothing has changed. The kids still have to leave their neighborhoods and go somewhere else. So in terms of the concept of a neighborhood school, I still would opt for looking at housing as a solution to that problem.
You had a specialty that was called curriculum design. Describe what that means. Tell us how you developed a curriculum that speaks for students of different backgrounds.
Again, it has to do with non-gradedness, developing the program and meeting the needs of the individuals. I think that kids come to school with so many different talents. It's important that we recognize that some of them are more mature than others, as well as having different interests. And we need to capitalize on those interests in order to teach those things that they're not interested in. This is why today I'm so opposed to No Child Left Behind, because there is so little involving the arts and humanities that are mandated in the testing program. It catalogs kids and it denies some of them the opportunity to do what they do best. So in terms of the whole idea of curriculum design and non-gradedness and all of these other factors, you have to look at what kids come skipping to school in kindergarten thinking they're going to do. They're going to learn to read. That's what they want to do because their older siblings know how to read and their parents know how to read. So you try to tie their interests to that, but some of them are not interested in the structure immediately, and some of them are more mature or less mature than others. You have to deal with those kids as individuals, not as age grade levels.